This poem is titled A Hartford Collage, and the poem begins with my kind of imagining the construction of a visual collage, kind of an art piece that brings together images or colors of that I associate with Hartford. There's in it a reference to El Serape, which is a great little Mexican restaurant down on Broad Street, not far from the Trinity campus. But the poem evolves into a memory or a kind of meditation on an event that occurred shortly after I moved to Hartford. A young African-American kid, 14 years old, was borrowed, quote-unquote, a white Cadillac that belonged to a friend. The friend didn't know it and reported it as stolen. The police saw the white Cadillac going around the streets and started to chase it, and the kid driving got panicky and drove into a park and got out and started running, and the policeman thought that the kid was reaching for a gun and shot the young man in the back. One of those tragedies that happens in our cities. So the young man's name was Aquin Salmon, and the poem is dedicated to his memory. He was, as I said, 14 years old. A Hartford collage should include a stretch or two of canvas bare as the vacant lots where the houses of crack once stood, a slew of bright stripes for the ponchos in El Serape's windows, home to the best tortillas in town. Gold leaf, just a tad, enough to suggest the Capitol's dome, its patrician angle of shine. And would it behoove us to render a handful of heavy gray squares for the temples of insurance? The man in the pinstripe suit nods yes. But embedded, please, in a swath of green balmy as Bushnell Parks. What to do with the kid shot in the back last month by a cop as the kid ditched a borrowed caddy, a gun-shaped toy in his hand? For weeks, the TV's photons have glowed his face, his serious eyes. Is there room for the dead in this urban peace? Or at least a rather slim, fresh-faced ghost? A sawed-off moon hunk is making its way up from the suburbs to the east, home to the well-pruned hedge and the brass-plated door. Let's make this collage a night piece, a thin wash of moonlight holding us all lightly together. Temples and cops, stripes and gold leaf, suburban hedge and the beautiful dead kid whose eyes, whatever we brush over them, keep bleeding through.